We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lee Sterling, he's a sports handicapper, and the website is ParamountSports.com. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on, and he was 2-3 on the show last week. He gave us the Brewers-Marlins winner last Friday. He gave us the Flyers team total over. That was a winner. D-backs-Mets under. That was a loser. And the Timberwolves last Friday. That was a loser as well. And then that Saturday night, I didn't see the fight. He had given us Ladovit Klein. And from everything I saw on Twitter, because I was at the Panthers game that night, everything I saw on Twitter had Klein winning that fight, winning all three rounds of the fight. And the decision was for Trezano. I don't know. Did you watch that fight, Lee?
Of course I did. 13 out of 15 observers had given Klein all three rounds. So,
I mean, what happened?
I've been on the wrong side of a lot of decisions.
That one, look, I'm telling you, I'm at the Panthers game, and I'm watching on Twitter. I just have, you know, I search Klein, and then, you know, I'm just following the tweets as they come in, and everyone's talking about Klein won another round, Klein won another round, and Trezano's going to have to knock him out to win this fight. And then all of a sudden, I see that the decision goes for Trezano.
Can you call my offshore sports book and tell him to reverse the decision?
We'll move on. Yeah, we've all had a number of those. We'll move on. The Panthers, speaking of the Panthers, so they're in the playoffs. I think everybody in South Florida is excited. They look like they have a legit team. But Tampa, although Florida outskated them, out-hustled them, out-toughed them Saturday and Monday, the Lightning are a damn good team. So I'll ask you the series. So it's Panthers and Lightning, seven-game series. Panthers have the home ice advantage. It begins Sunday. You can hear all the games, by the way, on 560 QAM. Panthers are an underdog. They're plus 135 where I saw it. Do you have any thoughts on the Panthers-Lightning series as a whole?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you game one and the series. So game one, realistically, is going to tell us a lot about how the series is going to play out. Namely, Tampa expects back Kucherov, Stamkos, Hedman, and Palat. These are four guys that we're not talking about like just players. Kucherov and Stamkos might be two of the top five players in the game. So Kucherov led the team in points last year in their first Stanley Cup victory since 2004. Hedman, he won the Conn Smythe in the playoff MVP last year. Stamkos is the team camp captain here. He made a storybook comeback last year in the Cup Finals, where he came back from a devastating core muscle injury. He scored in the first period of Game 3, and then he famously left. He just couldn't even skate after that period. What's so crazy about this series that in these games played, eight games in the regular season, Florida went 5-2-1 in those eight games. But in all of one of those games, they were decided by multiple goals. I'm not going to play a side in Game 1, because there's so many injuries and also goalie questions. We don't know who's going to start for sure for Florida. So I think I'm going to take a look at the over 5.5 in game one. I think we're going to see an open game. Maybe penalties can lead to some power play goals also. And then for the series, like I said, in seven of the eight games in the series, they were decided by one or more goal. these teams combined for 42 penalty minutes per game in the regular season, so I think it could be a chippy series. We might also see some blowouts. I think that probably favors Florida a bit more than Tampa, to be honest with you. Last year in the playoffs, the Lightning weren't in that many high-scoring games in the postseason, believe it or not, and I think they preferred the lower-scoring events. Florida isn't necessarily a team that'll let that happen here. So they're a high event team. In fact, they put up the most shots on goal per game in the league this year. I'm going to take Florida plus 135 in the series. And I'll also give you a little bonus play to consider. Jonathan Huberdeau to score the most goals in the series plus 750. That's pretty good value for a guy that was second on the team to Barkov in goals in the regular season, and would have been second on the Lightning in goals.
I like that. And Lee, do you play a lot of series? I know you play games. It seems like I get caught up sometimes where playing the series, you have to wait so long to get your payout. Do you play a lot of series winners?
Well, it's not that long. I mean, we're looking at probably 2 weeks. Yeah, I do play some series. Sometimes I'll play, you know, a division. This is I've got, for instance, Toronto in the division. I've got them to win the first two rounds at minus 130. So, you know, I'm looking wherever there's value, and I think there's some value here in Florida. I just think they're the better team. Everything's pretty much got to go right for Tampa. They got to get almost everyone back and playing healthy, and it's tough when they haven't played in so long.
Well, in the issue of transparency with our listeners, me, Crowder, and Solana have all placed full units on the Panthers at plus 135 for the series.
There we go. I'm number four.
There you
the
go.
Big four is on.
All right, three picks of your choice. We went long in the last segment, so I've got to wrap it up here. So three picks. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Let's get some winners.
Basketball tonight. Memphis, minus 5.5 to 6. They want to stay in the 8-hole, tied with Golden State right now, and they just want to win one game, whether it's against L.A. or whoever it is in the first play-in game. They don't want to have to win two games, and they played last night, these two teams. In fact, Sacramento lost by 6, and they still shot much better from the three-point line than Memphis. They had a guy come off the bench named Justin James. He scored 31 points, and only averages only 3.5 points per game. They were eliminated after that game. So teams like Sacramento, they usually pack it in after a loss like that. Memphis here, minus 5.5 to 6 is game one. Game two, Golden State. At home, minus 2 tonight against New Orleans. New Orleans has to win both games. San Antonio would have to lose both. And San Antonio is going to face Phoenix in the last game. And I think Phoenix is going to rest a bunch of players in that game. Golden State finally getting some production from Andrew Wiggins. It only took 69 games. He scored 38 points last game. And they're looking for a little revenge for the May 4th loss, where they lost 108-103. To New Orleans. Listen to all these guys out for New Orleans tonight. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Zion, Josh Hart, even Steven Adams is a game-time decision. Give me Golden State, minus 2 for the second play.
All right, and the third one?
Of course, we go back to UFC. We've got the co-main event. We've got Tony Elkakui Ferguson, who I love. And one of my favorite UFC fighters. He's fighting Benny Dariush, and Benel Dariush is a guy that a lot of people remember lost to Edson Barbosa, but that was 4 years ago. Ferguson, a couple years ago, great fighter, but now some of his wins against Donald Cerrone, Pettis, and Lee, they don't look so good. Last two fights, he just got beaten up. He's 37 years old. I think he slipped a lot. I think his reflexes and his chin are shot right now. I'm going with Benny here. I think Benny is the right side. You got to lay 170 here, but just think that Tony Ferguson should have packed it in. We'll go with Benel here. Don't call me Benny Goodman Dariush.
Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. Yes.
What do you think the chances are that Crowder or Alex even know who Benny Goodman is?
Oh, zero chance. I giggled at that. There's zero chance when he said, "Don't call me Benny Goodman." You didn't know Crowder, right?
No chance. Some old movie, I would guess.
Close.
Solana?
Close.
You know Benny Goodman?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't.
He was a band leader.
I was watching. Yeah, but I mean, my dad used to love Benny Goodman albums, yeah. Like the actual records. Yeah,
it's a Jewish.
But yeah,
thing,
a lot of times, I say things and I realize Crowder and Solana. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know Andre Goodman, hell of a cornerback for the Dolphins.
Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes the Panthers to win the series. He likes the Panthers plus 135 to win the series. Excellent little flyer here if you want to put a little money on Jonathan Huberdeau to score the most goals in the series. That's at plus 750. I like that. Game one, he's looking at the over if he's going to play it, maybe over 5.5. And then tonight, he likes in the NBA, Memphis laying 6 against Sacramento. He likes the Golden State Warriors laying 2 against the Pelicans. And he likes Beniel Dariush minus 170 tomorrow night against Tony Ferguson in the co-main event. There you go, Lee Sterling. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.